All right, are we ready?
Dan, are we ready?
Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Would you please read the two items that we have on the calendar, which are 339 and 340?
339, create a local transportation infrastructure charge to fund improvements to unimproved streets, and 340, amend contract with Eco Northwest for additional implementation work for the local transportation infrastructure charge project phase 3, not to exceed $340,000.
Commissioner Novick.
So, colleagues, I think that maybe we should begin with, I have an assortment of amendments to 339, and Commissioner Fritz has an amendment to 339.
Okay.
Perhaps we should start by putting those on the table.
Okay, let's do that, please.
We approved one amendment last week already. The second amendment is City Code Section 17.88.010 should be modified as follows in order to address drafting error. Unimproved street means any new word local street without a curb other than a new word local street that has been formally accepted by the Bureau of Transportation as having been fully built to an adopted residential shared or residential separated city street standard that does not require a curb.
Second.
Okay.
Thank you. Next amendment is City Code Section 17.88.090 should be modified as follows. An applicant for a new language, new single family residential, end of amendment, building permit for, instead of a single family home, a project of two or more units. One or two units, or for approval to create multiple lots other than as part of a subdivision of real property within a single family residential zone must pay a local transportation infrastructure charge.
Second. Okay, that's made and seconded.
And then the final one is to clarify the ordinance's findings for readability and renumber them. Number two, in November 2012, Portland City Council, through ordinance number 185759, accepted.
Second.
Okay. And paragraph three.
Okay.
Can we deem that read? All right.
And that's seconded as well. So, all right.
So not new paragraphs?
Yes,
they are.
Well, then, or, respectfully, they should be read into the record because folks at home don't have the paragraphs.
Oh, all right. So go ahead, Steve.
All right.
For those of you at home, I'm sorry, we're not going to be.
In November 2012, Portland City Council, through ordinance number 185759, accepted the Portland Bureau of Transportation's Up Out of the Mud report and adopted the city's residential shared street standard. Number three, the city's efforts to collect fees or require infrastructure improvements from developers of property on unpaved or underimproved streets has had mixed success. Instead, such a developer will typically be allowed to provide a waiver of remonstrance, a legally binding agreement that requires future homeowners to participate in any local improvement districts, parentheses, LIDs, and parentheses, for infrastructure improvements.
Okay. Second. Now, those are all made and seconded. And you didn't move Amendment 1 because you have a different version that we're going to talk about. Is that right?
Amendment 1 we already approved last week.
We approved last week. All right. So those four amendments are all before us.
And then I have an additional amendment to item 339 with Commissioner Novick's concurrence.
Okay.
And this is to address the concern about property owners who may subsequently be involved in a local improvement district. And so the new directive C will state, as part of the next phase, PBOT shall explore the potential for coordination between the LTIC program and efforts to organize local improvement districts in order to ensure maximum efficiency and equity in the use of public and private funds for unimproved and underimproved streets.
I'll second that.
All right. So those are all before us. So those are those all the amendments to item 339?
Yes.
Well, I guess I want to have some dialogue about geographic equity concerns that were brought up last week in testimony, and I'd like some assurance from the Bureau or from Commissioner Novick that, in fact, when you come back to us with a product, that there will be some lens that looks at the geographic equity, where the funds come from versus and where they get spent?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things we're going to explore in the next phase. I mean, people have suggested various ways of dealing with geographic constraints. For example, one would be to say that the money should all be kept within the neighborhood coalition area. We might wind up, in fact, recommending that. One reason we want to think about it for a while is you might wind up in a situation where the most obvious place to spend this kind of money near the place where the fee was paid is actually a quarter of a mile away. It just happens to be across the neighborhood coalition boundary. So it may be that we'll conclude that, you know, there's no other way to do it, but we want to have some discussion about what the appropriate geographic constraints should be.
So those will be explicitly discussed and
Absolutely.
Brought back to us for recommendations.
Absolutely.
With recommendations. Okay.
Commissioner Novick, are Novick amendments 2, 3, and 4 and the Fritz amendment, are those have all been cleared with both of you?
Yes.
And so, Mayor, I don't think there's an objection on the council. So
I think we can go ahead and take action to accept all those amendments.
No, we've already put them on the table. So we hear testimony, and then we vote on them after the testimony.
Okay.
I move to reconsider.
We've been doing way too much parliamentary stuff here lately for some reason. Does anyone want to speak on these proposed amendments?
There's also put out for consideration on the emergency ordinance for 340. I understand Commissioner Novick's going to just hold that over for voting on next week. My concern is that in the scope of work with Eco Northwest, the public outreach is pretty limited to people who live or own property on problem streets as defined in the process. And there are wider neighborhood concerns beyond people who live on streets without curbs, including people who live on streets with curbs but no sidewalks. So I've discussed this with Commissioner Novick. His intent is to amend that scope of work. I don't know whether it needs to be done by next week or is that just something that we can, that you can direct the Bureau to do?
I think we can direct the Bureau to do it. I just talked with Bureau staff and with Eco Northwest about that. This was inartfully drafted, and the intent is, as you suggested, so we can either, when we vote next week, direct the Bureau to do what we intended them to do to begin with, or maybe we can, let's do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can add that next week because it's an emergency anyway. And then that can also clarify that it's going to take into account previously adopted plans like the Cully Concordia plan, like the East Portland in Motion, the various Southwest neighborhoods prioritization lists that the Council's already accepted. And that needs to be part of going into. We already know this. We don't have to re-explore what are the priority arterials, for example, in Southwest, because there's been a process to do that.
Yeah. All right. So we have at least one person that wants to speak on these proposed amendments. Maybe a couple. Come on up if you would like to speak about these amendments, and we'll.
I show Martha Johnston and Tom Karwacki.
Okay. Come on up, please.
Good morning, Martha, or good afternoon. Martha Johnston, 9509 Northeast 13th Avenue, Portland, 97211. Again, I'm representing myself as a person in the neighborhood that is directly affected by this. The huge amount of the fees is worth more than my property. And the other option, that's paying the fees, the other option is to build. But we're in a zone that is... The drainage district amendment that was put forth by our neighborhood association as a request did not appear today, and that disappoints us as a neighborhood. What that does is it leaves us no other option but to pay into the fund unless we develop an area that is very precarious on the flooding issues and has a huge amount of recreationalists, bicyclists, horseback riding, joggers, the whole bit, that use the wide shoulders. We're flatlanders in our drainage district. It's a bowl, as you probably all well know. And so we don't have a lot of hills and dales. We have mostly flat land, and we need our drainage systems to be working and functioning. And this is a detriment and will add additional costs to this project. And so I ask that you vote no on this amendment and send it back for reconsideration of and announce to the 7,000 affected property owners that this proposal is being done, which it was never done. Thank you so much. Any questions I can answer for you?
So, thank you very much.
Okay. Tom Karwacki, University Park Neighborhood Association. I'm here to apologize for my inartful comment last week that when I said that nobody trusts PBOT. What they don't trust is the idea of having a tax or fee and not knowing what it's going to be used for. And no one would like to have a idea that maybe they wait 18 months. That was, I think, the concern. So I hope that solves that issue and concern. I think it is an issue of equity that we've raised. If a drainage district or some area is not allowed to have these improvements, curbs, streets, sidewalks, there's a question as to whether they should be, from an equity point of view, whether they should be forced, the property owners should be forced. I think that's something that should be studied a little bit more.
All right, thank you both very much.
Thank you. Marisha, could we have staff up to address that question, please?
Sure. I think that part of the answer is that we currently can require to make people to require site-specific improvements anywhere in the city. There's no exemption for the drainage districts, but I'll leave it to staff to articulate it more thoroughly.
Good afternoon, Council. Kurt Kruger with PBOT. Commissioner, you're correct. Title 17 today allows staff, and if an applicant were to come in with any property in the city, staff, until the LTIC is proposed, would be subject to Title 17, which would say if you're on an unimproved or underimproved street, you're obligated to make the improvements per Title 17, which are build the street improvements.
Yes, I think that's, I mean, to me, that's a pretty critical point here. So we're not increasing the level of burden. We're just changing the method of payment and construction, right? I mean, net result for a property owner or a developer is that you're responsible for the street in front of your property, but we might make this more fungible than that and focus on another local transportation need in the same neighborhood that'll benefit more people than you building your sidewalk.
The LTIC simply would make the process less bureaucratic and less time-consuming by allowing a developer to opt into a fee rather than go the permitting process to make the improvements.
Yeah. Okay.
So the only place where it would actually make a difference is where transportation says you have to build it, and the property owner currently can appeal and then get a waiver. And the proposed process has no option for that. So has that been considered as to whether there's any kind of an appeal process?
That was debated early on in the process, and what we didn't want to do was recreate a new process that wasn't going to work similar to the process we have in place today. So we didn't want to move the appeal process to whether or not somebody should pay the LTIC fee or a reduced LTIC fee. We just simply said, no, we're not going to entertain an appeal over the fee any longer.
I think that we will look in the next phase. We're planning on looking at whether there should be geographic variation, for example, in the amount of the fee, depending on the cost of these kind of improvements in various regions of the city. So I think that we'll have a geographic disparities discussion in the next phase. But for right now, yes, everybody, wherever they are, would have to pay the fee unless they elect to do the site-specific improvements.
And do property owners who are planning to develop currently pay all of their system development charges with the building permit?
Yes.
And are any of them is there a financing mechanism for those?
There is if it's a low-income. There's a low-income waiver, and there's a financing program that I think is a 5 or a 10 or a 20-year option. And that's universal through all the infrastructure bureaus.
So again, in the second phase, I think that's something that we should look at as to whether we would have either of those options for this. But colleagues, the reason I'm going to support this when we vote next week is because of the amendment we made last week, the money's going into a separate fund locked up securely so that it can't be used until the methodology for apportionment comes back. And so if something like this does come up, there is a possibility on a case-by-case basis that something could come to council and we could say whatever. We could make a change in it. So this is merely starting to collect the fees and trusting in the process to then figure out how to then use them. And if it turns out we can't figure out how to use them appropriately, we can say, well, thank you very much. Here's your money back and either build your street or your waiver. So and I do trust the staff who put this together and the leadership and indeed the community organizers and activists who've been so engaged in this process. So I can see us getting to a good outcome, and I think this is a necessary first step.
Other questions for staff? All right. Thank you all very much. And so we're going to need to send this forward to second reading, right?
We adopt the amendments.
And we can vote on the amendment, yes.
We have not yet voted on the amendments.
I think it's a
I hope this allergy attack is over by next week so I can remember.
May I propose, Mayor, that we vote first on the Novick amendments and then the Fritz amendment?
Okay, I was going to take them as a package.
All right, they came a package. I move the package.
Let's do that. I'll second the package. And let's take a vote, please, on the package of all the amendments I've described, which were Steve's amendments 2, 3, and 4, and new directive C, as articulated by Commissioner Fritz.
Fish?
Thank you to my colleagues for doing the hard work of working out the issues and the differences so that we have consensus amendments. A lot of hard work went into this, and I will reserve my remarks on the merits of this package till next week. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Thanks very much to Kurt and Christine and Bill and the Eco Northwest team and Marianne Fitzgerald and all of the other community members who've worked on this issue for a very long time. Really, really appreciate it. And next week we can have a big fat celebration. Aye.
Fritz.
I'll be happy to take part in that celebration. I will also note that the connecting door between my office and Commissioner Novick's has been opened and closed many times more this term than it was in my first term. And indeed, as I greatly value the amount of collaboration and communication between your staff and mine as well in getting to this point. Aye.
Good work. Aye. Okay. And then item 340, are there any amendments to that? I know it's going to move to next week, but there's no further work to be done on that. Okay, so we're setting that over to next week, and we'll take action on both of them at the same time. And we are adjourned.
Okay, thank you. That's quick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We started off really slow to speed it up.